Well, hello there, and welcome in to the final game of three from day one of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. It's the three-seed West County Bulldogs and six-seed Lesterville Bearcats. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and the KFMO app. Glad you're with us. You can listen online at KFMOsports.com as well. Let's meet the American Family Insurance starting lineups. First for the six-seed Lester Bearcats, Jason McMurray, their head coach. They go with the 6'2" senior Tyson Boyer, 5'10" freshman Daniel Crocker, 5'11" sophomore Caden Mathis, a 5'11" junior Nicholas Welch, and a 5'9" freshman Kenyon Wilcott. For the West County Bulldogs, it's a 5'9" junior Wyatt Scherfus, 5'9" junior Tatum Harbison, 6'2" junior Levi Lashley, 6'2" junior Wyatt Simile, 6'3" junior Brody Simile. The West County Bulldogs are the 3-seed. Todd Harbison is their first-year head coach. Lesterville in the black uniforms, Lesterville on the front, white trimmed in red, numbers on the front and back to match that with a red stripe emblazoned in white and black down the side of the jerseys. West County in the white uniform, West County on the front, purple trimmed in gray, numbers on the front and back to match that. Lesterville, the opening possession. A miss from Tyson Boyer and a rebound for Brody Simile. And at the other end, West County starts it. Wyatt Scherfus on perimeter to the left side. Harbison for three. That short offensive rebound putback wouldn't go from Levi Lashley. After the miss from Tatum Harbison. And that time it's rebounded by Boyer. Crossing the timeline. Here's Welch. Tried to go inside for Boyer. Couldn't get it to him. Back out for Nicholas Welch. Starting lineups, by the way, were brought to you by American Family Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carsh Boulevard in Farmington, where they're proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Welch on the near side to the elbow. Jumper from there wouldn't go, and the rebound grabbed by Wyatt Simile after the miss from Welch. At the other end, Brody Simile on perimeter for Wyatt Scherfus. To Wyatt Simile, back out to Brody Simile. To the right side, Tatum Harbison, corner three, too strong. Offensive rebound put back, Wyatt Simile. 2-0 West County. 6.5 to go in the first. The opening tip was won by Lesterville, brought to you by Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting, integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Nicholas Welch on the left side. Into the logo. Hands it off to Tyson Boyer. Boyer dribbles with the right hand into the corner. Gets it back to Caden Mathes. Then in back to Boyer for three from the wing. That wouldn't go. And Wyatt Simile skies for another rebound. Down the court, Scherfus. Interior pass goes to Lashley. Back out for Brody Simile. Hop step through the lane and lays it in. 2 minutes and 10 seconds into this first quarter, and it's 4-0 Bulldogs. Outlet to the right side goes to Mathes. He hands it off to Welch. Welch to the wing. Now to the elbow. Hop step through. We get a whistle and a foul called against West County. And it's Levi Lashley, his first and the team's first. And it'll be an inbound right of the lane for Nicholas Welch to throw it in. And a quick stoppage. Somebody got to check in. Lesterville only has four guys out there. And inbounding Welch. That player coming in, the only player left on the bench for Lesterville, Drayden Durham. First turnover. The steal and the bucket. Wyatt Scherfus went the length of the floor to lay that one in. 6-0 West County. And Scherfus nearly had another pick, but it's given back to Lesterville. Welch out of the backcourt on the left side. Met by Brody Simile. Has not gotten out of the backcourt. 10-count turnover. Two turnovers by the Bearcats. It's 6-0 West County. Drayden Durham comes back out. And Tyson Boyer back in. In fact, Kenyon Wilcott will come out, and Drayden Durham, the 5'10 freshman, will stay in. Wow, that's got to be a misprint. There is no way he's 5'10. Brody Simile, down low, off window and in. Well, perhaps that's right. Brody Simile guarding now Tyson Boyer, listed at 6'2". Pass was knocked away and stolen. And a backcourt violation We'll give it back to West County. 4:49 to go in the first, 8-0 score, and Lesterville going to take a timeout. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball. It's the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
Out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. The Bulldogs lead the Bearcats 8-0 here at AM 1240 KFMO. West County ball. Wyatt Simile on the inbound to Brody Simile. Out of the left side for Wyatt Surface at the wing. To the right wing this time, it's Trenton Harbison into the game. He flips it back up top to Brody Simile. Deep three, Trenton Harbison wouldn't go. And Seth Culkin, who's in, has it. Now it's Simile. That's Brody. Kick it out, corner three, Trenton Harbison. That's too strong. And the rebound deflected away. And Brody Simile comes away with it. Now it's Seth Culkin, his trade try. That wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Trenton Harbison. Put back down low. That was Talon Halter with the bucket after the assist from Trenton Harbison. Another Lesterville turnover. The Bulldogs have it. Brody Simile and a Trenton Harbison. Back to Brody, back to Trenton. 5'5 freshman takes a three, too strong. Rebound grabbed by Crocker. Up the floor, it's Tyson Boyer. Splits a couple of defenders and gives it right back. Five turnovers for Lesterville. 3.5 to go in the first. It's 10-0 West County. Down low pass goes to Halter. Nearly gave it away. Ball still loose on the floor. Players come together. Held ball is the whistle, and the arrow favors the West County Bulldogs, so they keep it. Levi Lashley back in for West County, as is Tatum Harbison. Inbound, Seth Culkin has to throw it in before the five count. Just did. Got it up top to Tatum Harbison. Steps into a right wing three. Got it. Third time's a charm for Tatum Harbison. 13-0 West County. And at the other end, Nicholas Welch gives it right back. Shot wouldn't go from Culkin. Rebound put back for Brody Simile. And we get a whistle and a foul called against West County. Foul is on Seth Culkin, his first, team's second. 15-0 West County leads, 3 minutes left in the first. And inbounding, Caden Mays. Inbound. Taking it to the cup, Boyer, he's fouled before the shot. And the foul is on Wyatt Surface, his first. And the inbound left of the lane, throwing it in, Nicholas Welch. Lob on the inbound goes to Boyer at the elbow, left side. Trying to work in on his numerical counterpart, Wyatt Surface. Flips it back out on perimeter to Mathes. Now to the right side for Durham. Durham up top to Welch. Welch backing on perimeter. 2:40 left of the first quarter. Welch up top goes to Mathes. Back to Welch, and a hand-checking violation called against Seth Culkin. His second, team's fourth. 2:36 left in the first, 15-6, and Brody Simile back to the table to check in for the Arcadia Valley, for the West County Bulldogs. Here at the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Inbound to the right side, Welch. On perimeter to Mays. Back up top, Tyson Boyer. Boyer, the lone senior on this team. He'll work inside, hop step through, fadeaway jumper wouldn't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Brody Simile. Outlet down low, players come together, a miss and a foul, and who's going to the line? Foul is on Tyson Boyer. And it's Wyatt Scherfus to shoot free throws. They're brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus. First free throw is good. Second free throw on its way, round and out. And Brody Simile, going to be called on the foul on the rebound try. Oh, nope, we're going to redo it. My apologies, folks. Lane violation. So Scherfus gets a second try. Can't hit it. And Scherfus called on the lane violation. So we give it right back. Boyer had the rebound. And Lesterville has the ball. Inbound to the backcourt. For Lesterville. Crossing the timeline. That's Welch. Corner three. Too strong. Boxing out and getting the rebound. Lashley. The miss was Mathes. At the other end. Stepping into a three. They dared Wyatt Scherfus to take that one, and he missed it. Offensive rebound, Lashley. Got it back to Scherfus. Sends it inside to Talon Halter, but he walks and turns it over. Second West County turnover. 16-0. The lead for West County. A minute 45 left in the first. Nicholas Welch across the timeline. Lobs it to the right side for Mavs. Mathes bounce pass, tried to get it to Boyer, but it's stolen away by Wyatt Simile. He can't hit the shot, and it goes out of bounds. Brody Simile with the miss. And coming in, Wyatt Simile. Into the backcourt, Nicholas Welch. Gives it away, and again, Brody Simile misses a layup try. That time tried to dunk it. They get it to him, and he's fouled from behind. Brody Simile going to go to the line to shoot two. A minute 15 left in quarter number one. That foul is on Nicholas Welch, his first. Arcadia Valley head coach David Prater watches on for this one. He gets the winner of this game on Wednesday. Brody Simile misses the first. 16-0. West County leads. A minute 15 left in the opening quarter. Second free throw rattles in. Tyson Boyer slowly up the floor. To the right side for Mathes across the timeline. Handed off to Welch. Welch through the logo. Cuts back to the right side. Flips it to Mathes. Mathes on perimeter. Right wing. Nearly gave it away. And almost did. But the arrow stays with the Bearcats as he hung on to it. And we go jump ball. 49.4 left in the first. 17-0 West County. Throwing it in, Nicholas Welch gets it to Boyer. Boyer one on three through a triangle, takes it to the glass, hits the shot, and the foul is on the floor, so don't count the basket. So the foul is called against Halter. That's his first. Team's fifth, so Boyer will shoot free throws as Lesterville's in the bonus. A The officials making sure everybody's on the same page with the bonus. And it'll be two free throws for Tyson Boyer. They're brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care. Locations in Ludington and Festus. First free throw good for Boyer, and Lesterville's on the board, and it took them 7 minutes and nearly 46 seconds. Boyer hits them both. And it's 17-2. 40 seconds left. Ooh, Brody Simile nearly walked. Gets it to the right side for Wyatt Scherfus. Back to Simile. To the left corner, Tatum Harbison. Wide open three. Too strong. Rebound, Boyer. West County struggling from outside the perimeter. 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. Boyer to the left corner. One on two. He's doing it himself. He'll take it with a mid-range jumper. Can't hit that. And Levi Lashley comes away with the rebound. Lashley got it to Simile. He's tripped. Oh, man. Tyson Boyer tried to block on Wyatt Scherfus and come down right on top of his head. If they give Scherfus continuation, he's shooting two. They don't give him continuation. The foul is called against Tyson Boyer, his second. Inbounding, Tatum Harbison left of the lane. 6.2 left in the first. Bounce pass goes to Levi Lashley up top. Now to the right side, Harbison three with two on the clock. Wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Simile. At the buzzer, this putback doesn't fall either. We head to a quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau, 17-2. Three-seed West County leads six-seed Lesterville on KFMO.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
Out of the timeout, a miss from perimeter from Brendan Wilson was rebounded by Talon Halter, and Brody Simile put it off window and in. 19-2, West County leads 30 seconds into the second quarter, and Lesterville has it. Caden Mays, that quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Reach and foul called against Brody Simile. That'll be his second, or his first, excuse me. Oh, no, that is correct. It is his second. And Seth Culkin will come in. Tyson Boyer to inbound right of the lane. Throws it away. And West County ball. Nine Lesterville turnovers. West County has just two. Seth Culkin out of the backcourt. To the left side for Brendan Wilson. Down low to Talon Halter. Back on perimeter. That's Trenton Harbison. Up top to Seth Culkin. Taking it to the left side and hands it off to Wilson. Wilson, mid-range jumper, rattles around and comes out. Rebound grab by Halter, and he has the putback. Four for Halter. And it's 21-2. Tyson Boyer Cuts back to the foul line, to the cup. Oh, up and underneath move. Can't hit the shot. Got his own rebound. Put back good and the foul. Wow. And one coming up. The foul is on Taylen Halter, his second. And Boyer will have an and one. He's got four in the game. That wouldn't go. Rebound for Wyatt Simile, his fourth. Up the floor, West County. Quickly, Culkin to the right corner. Out of Trenton Harbison. Back to Culkin. Right corner three. Culkin, splash. Nothing but net. At the other end, Nicholas Welch tries to split a couple of defenders. Makes a man miss. Up top, straight on three. Mathes rattles out. Oh, rebound. Putback try from Boyer. Wouldn't go. On the right side, Culkin. Now to Trenton Harbison. On perimeter, Simile to the left side. And it's Wilson. Wilson gets it back. Left wing three for Wilson. That doesn't go. Rebound grabbed by Taylen Halter and back out on perimeter. Culkin to the right side. He'll work it to the foul line. To the left wing, that's Wilson. Down low pass deflected away. There's Tatum Harbison to collect in the logo. Up top to Culkin. Culkin to the left side. Layup try. Good. 26-4, 5:35 left in the second. Timeout, Lesterville will take the break as well. 26-4, West County leads, nearing the midway point of the second quarter in an Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament quarterfinal on KFMO.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill-saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO, brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, the Fredericktown School District, Boyd Towing in Farmington, Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and Riley's on the Square here in Ironton. Timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. 5:33 to go in the second. West County leads Lesterville 26-4. Tyson Boyer controls with all four Lesterville points across the timeline through a screen, and he's fouled by Wyatt Simile. His first. And the inbound will be on the left sideline. Caden Mathes. Mathes gets it to Boyer. Boyer, head of the arc to the foul line. Boyer, one on four off window, can't hit that one. And Halter comes away with the rebound. In the backcourt, Trenton Harbison. He'll cross over to the front court. To the left side, Seth Culkin. Seth Culkin to the foul line, to the right side, Halter. Back to Culkin in the logo. Crossover dribble, steps into a three from downtown. That misses everything and goes out of bounds. Four turnovers for West County, 26-4 to go, 5:02 to go in the second. Coming into the game, Canyon Wilcutt, 5'9 freshman. Slowly out of the backcourt, Nicholas Welch. To the near side, through a screen set by Wilcutt. Up top for Mathes. To the left side, Boyer. Boyer backing his way in, one on three. Boyer's shot was blocked, and the rebound is grabbed by Lashley. At the other end, Culkin waits out a defender and puts it off window and in. Seth Culkin has seven, and it's 28-4 with 4.5 to go here in quarter number two. There's another steal. This time it's Tatum Harbison. And he takes it to the basket and lays it in. Five for Tatum Harbison. .410 left. Tyson Boyer out of the backcourt to the left side for Mays. Up top for Welch. Welch one on two. Behind the head pass gets it to Mays. Now it's Boyer. Boyer asking for a screen. Nobody comes to set it. Boyer had it, lost it, keeps it. One on four, and he's fouled. Foul is called against Levi Lashley, his second. 30-4 in the second quarter, 3:51 left. Nicholas Welch will inbound. And Wyatt Simile checks into the game. Inbound to Tyson Boyer on the left side. At the wing now. That's Mays up top. And it's Welch. Welch. A jab step trying to work inside. Back out Boyer. Deep three. Wouldn't go. Rattles out. And the rebound grabbed by Harbison. That's Trenton. At the other end, Tatum. Interior pass to Wyatt Simile. Back in on perimeter. That's Trenton Harbison. Splash. He got it. 33-4 with 3:18 to go in the second. Boyer slowly across the timeline. Now to Welch. Welch inside to Boyer at the foul line. Tripped up. And he goes right into the knee of a Bulldog. That was Parker Therrell. He is slow to get up. After he was tripped up. There was no whistle. He must have tripped over his own feet. He's going to have to come out, and that means Drayden Durham is going to check back in. And coming in for West County, Wyatt Scherfus. Seth Culkin coming out. And they made Tyson Boyer come off the floor because play was stopped for him while he was down, but he's ready to go. Pass to the foul line. Scherfus, kick it back out. Beg your pardon. Harbison got it from Simile. Parker Therrell got it down low and put it off window and in. 35-4, 2:40 left in the second. And the logo, Welch to the left side. Crocker. Crocker to the foul line. Got it to Mays. Had it and lost it. That'll be a turnover as Trenton Harbison comes the other way. Up top for Wyatt Scherfus. Now to Tatum Harbison. Down low to Wyatt Simile. Off window and in. 37-4. A 30-second timeout. 37-4, West County leads, 2:15 to go in the second on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y, experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service, call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
End of the timeout. It is 37-4. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sunsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Tyson Boyer back to the floor. Crossing the timeline, he gets it to Nicholas Welch. Welch, underhand toss back to Boyer. Boyer, nice jab step, working one on four. Back out on perimeter, gets it to Welch. Welch three, splash. Nicholas Welch, the first player not named Boyer to get points for Lesterville. They're down 37-7. Near side three, Trenton Harbison can't hit that. And the rebound grabbed by Boyer. That's his sixth. Boyer lobs to Welch. Welch splits a couple of defenders. Reverse layup wouldn't go, and he's fouled. He's going to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against Parker Therrell. It'll be his first. And the fifth on West County puts Lesterville in the bonus with 95 seconds left in the half. First free throw good. Welch with four. Next one on its way. No good. Rebound grabbed by Dax Johnson, who's in. Out of the backcourt, Wyatt Surface. He gets it back. Now to Johnson to the left side. And Tatum Harbison. Tried to go to Trenton Harbison on the right wing, but overshot his man and threw it out of bounds. Five West County turnovers. A minute 25 left in the first half. 37-8. West County up. Welch on the right side. Through the logo. No look past to Boyer on the left wing. Head of the arc, Boyer. Back to Welch. Down low pass to Boyer. Boyer trying to back in on three defenders. Couple of pivots at the elbow jumper. Wouldn't go. And the rebound for Tatum Harbison. On the right side, that's Trenton Harbison. Now Tatum Harbison to the left wing for Wyatt Surface. Back to Tatum Harbison. Back to Surface. Left wing, three. Surface got it. Six for Wyatt Surface, 40-8. 40 seconds left of the second. And Nicholas Welch will cross the center line. Flip it to Daniel Crocker. Crocker now to the right side for Tyson Boyer. 25 seconds left in the half. Boyer through the lane, or through the logo, I should say. Takes it to the left wing. 18 seconds left. Boyer going to keep it himself. Hop step. Picked up the dribble. Flips it to Mathes. Three ball. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Therrell. Outlet goes to Surface. Flips it to Tatum Harbison. Four on the clock. Back to Surface. Wing three. Right side rattles out. Rebound for Boyer. Half court heave. Oh, off the front of the iron. Man. That would have counted, too. 40-8 is the score at half. West County putting it on to Lesterville. We'll be back with the halftime show after this on KFMO.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Aw, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
If you're ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials, too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At halftime, the West County Bulldogs lead the Lesterville Bearcats 40-8. Time for the first half stats, brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with no cost to you forever warranty. Starting with West County, Brody Sibley has 9 points, Seth Culkin 7, Wyatt Surface and Wyatt Sibley each with 6. Tatum Harbison has 5, Talon Halter with 4, 3 from Trenton Harbison and 2 from Parker Therrell. For the Lesterville Bearcats, they have 4 each from Tyson Boyer and Nicholas Welch. Shooting numbers from the field, West County 18 of 37. That's good for 49%. They are 4 of 17 from the land of plenty. That's 24%. 50% from the free throw line, 2 of 4. 21 rebounds, 5 turnovers, 16 points off the bench. The Lesterville Bearcats are 13% from the field, 2 of 16. 1 of 6 from the land of plenty. That's 17%. 60% from the free throw line, 3 of 5, 8 rebounds, 11 turnovers, no points off the bench. Scoring at half, 40-8. Those stats are brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln. Back with more after this on the Halftime Report on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Back here at half, it is 40-8. The scoring in the quarters, 17-2 West County in the first, 13-6 West County in the second. They are up 40-8 at halftime. Winner of this game will play Arcadia Valley tomorrow at 8, or beg your pardon, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow is the final quarterfinal and the girls' game, as well as the fifth-place game between the loser of this game and Clearwater. That one at 8:30. The girls' game starts at 5. Our coverage starts at 4:30. Fredericktown Lady Blackcats here against the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. And then at 6:30, it is 4-seed Fredericktown and 5-seed Bismarck in the final quarterfinal of the AVE tournament. Then semifinals on Wednesday, South Iron against the winner of that game, Fredericktown or Bismarck, at 6:30. And at 8 o'clock, Arcadia Valley will play the winner of this game. We'll have both for you on AM 1240 KFMO. On Thursday, it's the championship and third place game on KFMO Sports Plus. At 6:30, the third place game. At 8, the championship game. We'll have live video online Wednesday and Thursday at KFMOsports.com. And we're on Plus on Thursday because the Kansas City Chiefs played the Dallas Cowboys on AM 1240 KFMO. That'll wrap things up here in the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. At intermission, it's 40-8. West County leads Lesterville third quarter after this on KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students.
This message has been brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Odal Media Group. AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving basketball tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
The annual AV Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
Back on AM 1240 KFMO, it is time for the third quarter. 40-8 is the score. West County leads. Lesterville has first possession. They now attack the bucket furthest from us. Caden Mathes with it. Hits it to Tyson Boyer. Boyer up top to Welch. Back to the right side for Mathes. Mathes had it poked away, and it's stolen by Wyatt Scherfus. Put up and laid in, and it'll be points for Scherfus. He's got 8. 42-8. That was the 12th turnover by Lesterville. Tyson Boyer working down low. Sends it to Welch through the lane. Shot was deflected and rebounded by Wyatt Simile. After the miss from Welch, up top Brody Sibley tried to go down low, and that's deflected and out of bounds. It'll stay West County ball, and they'll inbound on the baseline. And out of the right side goes to Levi Lashley. Around perimeter for Tatum Harbison. Back up top now, it's Wyatt Surface. Back to Harbison. Down low to Wyatt Simile. Back out Tatum Harbison. Try to go up top, and he throws it away. Sixth West County turnover. Tyson Boyer one-on-one. Takes a man off the dribble and puts it off the window and in. Boyer makes it 42-10. And out of the backcourt, that's Brody Simile. Fakes a pass, now gets it to Harbison. Back to Brody Simile. To the right side, and that's Wyatt Surface. Back to Simile. Brody steps into a three. Got it. His first make on his first try from the land of plenty in this game, and it's 45-10 West County. Bounce pass to the right side. Boyer working baseline. Picked up the dribble. Tries to send it up top to Caden Maves, but it goes out of his reach and out of bounds, and that's a turnover. And it'll be West County ball. Turnover number 13 for the Bearcats. On the near side, it's Wyatt Surface. Down low to Levi Lashley. Off window and in. 47-10, 6:08 left in the third. And out of the backcourt, it's Boyer. Boyer picked up the dribble. Hands it off to Welch. And a foul is called against Wyatt Surface, his second. 5:58 to go in the third. Inbound goes to Boyer. Now for Welch. In front of the scorer's table, he'll work baseline. Welch, met by a defender, lobs it back out to Maves. Maves bounced to Boyer. Boyer runner rattles off, but he's fouled. He's shooting two. Foul on Brody, beg your pardon, Wyatt Simile, his second. And Tyson Boyer shoots free throws. First one, good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your child's first eye exam at 3 years old or sooner if you notice any problems. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Boyer hits them both. He's got six in the game, and it's 47-12. Brody Simile out of the backcourt to Surface. Back to Simile. Back to Surface at the right wing. Cuts to the basket. Outlet to the left side. That's Tatum Harbison. Back out to Surface to the right side. Brody Simile, corner three, too strong. Tatum Harbison and Wyatt Simile come away with the rebound. Back out, that's Surface to the cup, off window, can't hit. That time another offensive rebound, and Levi Lashley can't hit it, but he's fouled. Levi Lashley with two Complete Vision Care free throws. West County 2 of 4 in that first half. First one for Lashley, good. That's his third point of the game. And it'll be a fresh set of Bulldogs on the floor after this make. Or after this free throw, if it's made, I should say. Levi Lashley, four come in. Seth Culkin, Trenton Harbison. That one won't go. Rebound grab by Welch. Brendan Wilson. Hunter Minton on the floor. We get a foul called against West County, and the substitution can be made. Foul is called against Trenton Harbison. That'll be his first. 5:08 to go in the third, 48-12. And Talon Halter, checks in. 1-on-4, Boyer can't hit. He's fouled. This one called against Seth Culkin, his third. There have been at least four fouls in the last 15 seconds. Two free throws for Boyer, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one, good. He's got seven. And make it eight as that free throw rattles in. Beg your pardon, Tyson Boyer's got 10. 48-14, the lead for West County. Trenton Harbison out of the backcourt to Culkin, back to Harbison. Now it's Brendan Wilson up top to Harbison again to the left side. Wilson works inside, met by a pair of defenders, swings it to Culkin at the right wing. He'll work around a defender, up and underneath move. Pass was deflected, but he got it out to the perimeter, and Wilson took it to the wing, to the right side, Harbison. Back to Wilson, head of the arc, back to Harbison. Deep three, Trenton Harbison, too strong and out of bounds. And so Nicholas Welch will inbound left of the lane. Get it to Tyson Boyer. 4.5 to go in the third, 48-14, West County. On the right side, that's Welch. Steps into a three from the wing, too strong. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson out of the backcourt to the right side for Harbison. Back to Wilson, head of the arc. He'll lose it and give it away. That's 8 West County turnovers. Halfway through the third quarter. On the left side, Welch. Flips it to Boyer. Boyer up top. Mathes to the right side, and that's Welch again. Out of Boyer. Left wing three. Boyer can't hit that. Rebound grabbed by Minton. Out of the backcourt, West County. Trenton Harbison. Now to Seth Culkin. Back to Trenton Harbison. Off top, though, to Brendan Wilson. Back to Harbison on the right side. Bounce pass down low. That's Halter. At the elbow, it's Minton. Met by a defender, gives it away, and fouls him. And that puts Lesterville in the bonus with 3.5 to go in the third. West County's up 48-14, and they can't stop fouling. Two free throws for Nicholas Welch. He's 1 for 2 from the first half. Dax Johnson ready to check in at the table. First free throw is good for Welch. He's got 5 points. Johnson comes in for Trenton Harbison. Second free throw good. Welch hits them both. He's got 6, and it's 48-16. Seth Culkin out of the backcourt. For Brennan Wilson, down low for Halter. Reverse layup, falls in. 6 for Halter, perfect from the field. Out of the backcourt, it's Boyer. To the right side for Welch. Back to Boyer at the left wing, working in. Right-handed dribble at the head of the arc. Pass down low over the head of Nicholas Welch and out of bounds. And another turnover for Lesterville. 3 minutes left in the third quarter, 50-16 West County leads. Dax Johnson at the left wing, between the circles for Wilson. Steps into a deep three, that wouldn't go, and Boyer comes away with the rebound. 2:40 left in the third, across the timeline, and a timeout called by Lesterville. Full timeout, 50-16. Let's see what they can draw up. 2:40 left in the third on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotziger, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 2:40 left in quarter number three. It's 50-16. West County leads out of the Westerville timeout. The Bearcats have possession. Tyson Boyer between the circles to the right side into the corner. Welch, corner three, rolls over the cylinder, and Dax Johnson picks up his second rebound and gets it out to Calkin as he crosses the timeline. Calkin now to Johnson. Down low pass, got it to Therrell, off iron and in. Four for Therrell, 52-16. And up the floor, Nicholas Welch. 2 minutes left in the third. Welch to Boyer. Through a screen set by Welch. Boyer steps back, got it back to Welch. He'll dribble drive on the baseline, and he's fouled. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two. I think this one's going against Dax Johnson, his first. 1:56 left in the third quarter. First free throw, good for Welch. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Coming up the rest of the week, more here from the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Tomorrow on KFMO Sports Plus, it is Mineral Area College women's basketball, as that free throw falls off the side. Rebound grabbed by Hunter Minton. Lady Cardinals host of the Wabash Valley Lady Warriors. Coverage at 4:30 on KFMO Sports Plus. Glenn Berry has the call. Right side three, that doesn't go. And a foul called on the rebound try going against Lesterville. The miss from Peyton Boyer. The rebound for Dax Johnson. Also on Tuesday, we're back here for a girls' game and a boys' game at the AV tournament. Back here on Wednesday for semifinals, and Thursday, the third place game and championship game on KFMO Sports Plus. Three, way too strong from Peyton Boyer, and the rebound's grabbed by Tyson Boyer. To the right corner, Canyon Wilcott. Back to Boyer, to the left side. That's Welch. Welch down low to Crocker. Shot blocked and out of bounds off of Dax Johnson. A minute 26 left in the third. The upcoming broadcast schedule brought to you by McDonald's, locations of the Parkland. Hungry from the excitement of the game? Stop by your local McDonald's and pick up a Big Mac or some Chicken McNuggets and a soft drink. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Elbow jumper. Boyer airballs it. Rebound out of bounds. And that's 15 turnovers for Lesterville. Trenton Harbison comes back in. A minute 19 separates this game from running clock. Left in the third quarter, a minute 19. Trenton Harbison across the timeline. To the right side at the wing. Lobs it to Dax Johnson at the left wing. Back to Trenton Harbison. Back to Johnson. Now to the left side, and that's Boyer, Peyton Boyer. Down low pass to Minton, and he finishes. Hunter Minton with his first make gets 54-17, 50 seconds left. Tyson Boyer will cross the timeline, take it ahead of the arc. Off iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Minton. Boyer with another miss. Outlet, right wing three. That time, Peyton Boyer got iron, but was still too strong on it. 54-17. 35 seconds left. Out of the backcourt, Tyson Boyer. Hands it off to Nicholas Welch. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Welch sends it back out for Mathes. Deep two, got it. 10 seconds left, 54-19. Lob down low to Therrell. Therrell working on Boyer, back out to Boyer. Left wing three, Johnson rattles off the iron, and the rebound at the buzzer. Putback won't count, but Minton will still get credit for that rebound. After the miss from Johnson, Dax Johnson. We've played three full quarters. It's 54-19. Fourth quarter coming up after this on KFMO.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Oh, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y, experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
Miss from Wilson. He got his own rebound. Back out on perimeter. West County leads 54-19 in the fourth quarter. Wilson tried to go down low. It was poked out of bounds. Knocked away. It'll stay West County ball. Clock continues to roll as we're in a running clock situation. And a big lead for West County, 54-19. Inbound pass goes to Taylor Halter up top for Brendan Wilson. Wilson now to Dax Johnson. To the foul line for Thurl. Back out on perimeter. Harbison straight on three. Dax Johnson, no good. Rebound grab by Halter. Back to Johnson. Runner from the foul line goes, and the foul. Foul is on Canyon Wilcutt. His first and the end one try. For Dax Johnson is brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw, around and in. And one good for Johnson. 57-19 is the score. 6:23 left in the fourth. Nicholas Welch on perimeter gets it to Boyer. To the right side for Mathes. Back to Welch, back up top to Tyson Boyer. To the right side, it's Mathes again. Into the corner for Durham. Durham flips it to Boyer. Boyer back to the right side for Mays. Now to the left side for Welch. Back to Boyer. Steps into a three. No good. Rebound is collected by Halter. Outlet to Brennan Wilson. Now to the near side. That's Trenton Harbison. Had his pass knocked away and he got it back. Harbison up top for Wilson. Back to Harbison at the right wing. Back to Wilson. 5:40 left to the left side. This time it's Johnson. Johnson bounce pass, got it to Wilson, lobbed down low. That's Thurl, off window and in. Parker Thurl has 6 points in the game, and he's perfect from the field. He and Talon Halter, both on the floor, both with six, both 3 of 3 from the field. 5:20 left. It's a 40-point game, 59-19. Tyson Boyer on the right side. Now to the left wing for Welch. Back to Boyer. Back to Welch as they play catch. Back to Boyer. Back to Welch. Back to Boyer. Still wing-to-wing passes left to right. Boyer around the defender, and a foul is called on Trenton Harbison. That'll be his second. 4:45 to go in the fourth in a 40-point game, 59-19. Peyton Boyer back in. The student section wants him to get a bucket. On the inbound. To the right side, it's Mathes. Gets it back to Welch. Welch working around the defender. We get a whistle and a foul on the floor called against West County. And it's on Parker Thurl, his second. 4:10 left in the fourth. And coming in, Hunter Minton. Coming out, Therrell. Inbound feed goes to Mathes. Now Boyer to the left side for Welch. He'll work it down low. Split a couple of defenders. Floater good. Nicholas Welch has 9 points. 59-21. West County leads. Here's Brennan Wilson. Runner from the baseline. Got it from 10 feet away. 61-21. 3.5 left in regulation. Boyer on the right side through a screen. He's fouled. I'll put this one on the floor. He won't give him continuation. The foul is on West County. And it's on Hunter Minton, his second. Daniel Crocker checks in for the Bearcats. 3 minutes left. Boyer is fouled on the shot. He shoots two. That'll be the third on Hunter Minton. 2:55 left in regulation. I'll wipe up some perspiration, and that'll burn some more time on the clock. And a 40-point game. Boyer is one rebound shy from a double-double, unofficially by my count. No good on the first free throw. These free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health. Since 1966, locations in Ledington and Festus. Second free throw rattles in. Boyer splits the trip. He's got 11. On the right side now, it's Brennan Wilson to the left wing. Boyer, Peyton Boyer, three. Oh, rattles off, and the rebound's grabbed by Nicholas Welch. Now Tyson Boyer to the right side. Caden Mays to Welch, back to Tyson Boyer. He wants a three from the left wing. That's short. Coming to get that rebound, it was Wilson. And they get it back to Peyton Boyer. Peyton Boyer lobs it down low, posting up. They got it to Halter, back out on perimeter. To Boyer in the corner. Boyer lobs it back to Halter. Reverse layup, got it. Seven for Halter, 63-22. A minute 25 left. On the right side, Mathes. Back to Boyer. Back to Mathes on the right wing. Catch and shoot three. That wouldn't go. Boyer skies for the rebound, but it's grabbed by Halter. Outlet goes to Wilson. Wilson down low. Halter is held on to. The shot wouldn't go, and he's fouled. Halter is going to the line to shoot two. With 1 minute left in regulation, foul is on Mathes, his first. First free throw for Halter. Good. Eight in the game for Halter. Second short. Rebound fought for, and a foul called against Dax Johnson. 20 seconds left. Now we're going to walk it down to the free throw line, but not get any of these free throws away. 14 seconds left. Nicholas Welch to the line. First free throw, good. He's got 10. Second free throw, good. He's got 11, and that ends the game. Final score, 64-23. The West County Bulldogs advance to face two-seed Arcadia Valley. Coming up on Wednesday, Lesterville will play Clearwater tomorrow at 8:30 in the loser's bracket. Final score in this one, 64-24. The win for Lesterville, for West County, they put that Lesterville free throw on the board for Welch after the buzzer had sounded. And so it's a 40-point win, 64-24. The Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show coming up after this on KFMO.